Gage got a new tractor, if y'all didn't know. Or he will let Daddy use it whenever. Praise God. Yeah, that's while they're going, this has no spiritual connotation, so don't put any to it. A couple weeks ago, we had Carter and Harper at the house, and they spent the night. And Carter gets up. I was sitting there in my chair. I was pretty sure he'd already brushed his teeth, and he's got a little power, got an electric toothbrush. And he comes downstairs, and I hear his electric toothbrush fire up. I'm thinking, he's brushing his teeth again? Kid likes to brush them, apparently. No. He had his tractor, and he came around the corner, and he was scrubbing his tractor with his toothbrush. I thought, Grandpa actually thought of that. I'm glad to know it works. Well, as you know, if you don't know, it is Mother's Day. A day that the government said you have to honor your mother, even though God said it long before our president did. Honor your father and mother. That's what the word says. This is the commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, that you may be blessed with a long life. Now, I like a long life. I've always told angels, I want to live long. But if I'm the one sitting there on tubes, having to be changed every couple hours, that's not life. And just like my dad always used to tell me when I was little, because he knew my mom wouldn't do it, because he was an electrician, he said, if I'm ever fried, you pull the plug. That's a lot to tell a 10-year-old. But I remembered that, because he said, I've seen people, and it's not a life. They aren't alive anymore. But I want a good life. I want an honorable life. I want a long life, filled with seeing my children, my grandchildren. And I have a floater in my eye. But this is not about me. This is about the mothers and women in general. I look around, most of you in here are either a mother or soon, someday, will be. Some of you have stepped into the role of mother. Some of you, as she's not in here, as Tony has informed my son, you aren't the one who squeezed out two babies so far. Some of you gave birth. Some of you had C-sections. Some of you have struggled. Some of you adopted. Some of you were adopted. But there's a scripture, there's a section of scripture, you all know it, because there's a whole ministry based on it. It's Proverbs 31. Isn't it interesting that in the first 9 chapters of Proverbs, we were reading about loose women? Did y'all realize that? It's talking about loose women. The last chapter, King Lemuel, who we have no idea who he is. We don't know if Lemuel was just a name given to Solomon by his mother, who would have been Bathsheba. But these are her words. These aren't the words of a man. These aren't the words of the previous 30 chapters. Not the same author, not the same originator. These are the words of a woman telling her son what to look for in a wife. Now, I know, I'm sure most of you have read it. I dare say everybody has read Proverbs 31. I think it's a good thing to read a Proverbs every day. And then I looked at it this morning, and I don't know if the Holy Spirit was telling me. He said, you know, there's one chapter dedicated to women. It took 30 chapters to get it through to men. I was like, well, I can believe that, Lord. We're a little hard-headed. But the truth of the matter is, men or women can live by the other ones. Lots of wisdom. When it's talking about a loose woman and her painted lips and painted eyes and her words, ladies, just put a man in that position. Their guys are after one thing. They don't care about you. They get what they want and they leave. And again, why is it we penalize the woman, but yet the guy's called a stud and she's called a whore? Why? It's religion. That's a religious spirit that does this. Why was it the woman was brought before Jesus, caught in the act, is what the word says. They were caught doing it. And she was the one brought to be stoned to death, but not him. Religion. And a trap. If Jesus had thrown a stone, he violated the law, because the law said they were both to be stoned. But religion kept him out of it. Why? Because whatever Jesus wrote in the dirt, I believe it was a first name, made people drop their stones and turn around and walk away. Don't want none of this. So we don't know who Lemuel is for sure. He may have been a king from a neighboring country. You do know Israel wasn't the only one to serve God. Jethro was high priest of Midian who served God. So we don't know for sure. All we do know is there's a chapter called Proverbs 31. Some people also see this woman as being the very incarnation of wisdom. You look down through, they're like, man, that is a wise woman. How many of you women have looked in here and reading this book? My wife just crossed her eyes, so I know she knows what I'm about to say. You look at that and you say, who set this standard? Who set the bar right here? Do you understand this woman doesn't sleep? This woman is working all the time, apparently while her husband is sitting around with the old farts at the gate. That's what it says. He sits with the elders at the gate. Now that you're awake. The standards set in Proverbs 31, honestly, are unattainable as a whole. But some of the things we set for ourselves are unattainable. The goals we set. Adam had goals set before him that were unattainable by himself. It's not good that he's by himself. I will make him a helper. And he created woman. From his side, not from a corn on the bottom of his foot, from his side, so that she would be with him, standing there with him. Because honestly, if you look, even in ancient Israel, women typically didn't do a lot of real estate transactions. It was the old guy sitting at the gates bartering and saying, hey, I'll buy that field off of you for 20 goats. That's how things happened. So as we look at this, how many of you knew it was a poem? An acrostic poem, which means that the beginning of every verse is one of, in this particular case, is one of the 22 different letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And there are 13 total of these acrostic poems in the Bible. Interesting little fact. Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Virtuous. You know, I mean, I've always struggled with the word because I'm like, well, the virtuous, you know, we just always think of somebody who's no fun, never lived, just kind of cold maybe. But that's not what the word means at all. One of the translations of this word is valor. But everybody has agreed that probably the best word to describe this in our language is the word excellence. Who can find an excellent woman? You have to look. And when you find the woman that you want to live with the rest of your life, you better grab hold. She's been my anchor. She's the one who's kept me from ripping people's lips off. And, well, we'll just stop right there. Because the Marine Corps gave me a few very colorful analogies for this. But her value is so far above rubies. Again, folks, you know, we all think in here in our world that diamonds are the prettiest thing, aren't they? They're a chunk of glass. They can be faked. I love there's a trend now going back to getting away from the diamonds. And if you don't know, do you know who started the whole diamond thing? A little company called De Beers. They mine diamonds. Same thing about boys wear blue and girls wear pink. No, I like pink shirts. I'm pretty solid in my masculinity. I've had lots of pink clothes over the years, thanks to a red t-shirt. That's why I'm not allowed to do laundry no more. Proverbs 31:10. Now 11. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. He can trust that his wife's not running around on him. I always told her, I trust you. I trust you beyond infinity. It's the other guys I don't trust. You're a good-looking woman. Tell me who made eyes at you. She had a guy show up. Was I in boot camp or was I out of boot camp? I was still in boot camp. Wanted to ask her out. Who was he? I'll take him right now. Don't care how big he is. You know, when you get out of boot camp, you're 150 pounds of testosterone, muscle, and no brains. And I was ready to take him. She's like, settle down. Cool down, Cujo. He got the hint. But you see, I trust her. It was other guys. Because I know guys. We're dogs. Not every guy can be trusted. If I trust you with my wife, understand something. I trust you with my life. Because she is my life. That's the kind, single guys, that's the kind of wife you want to find. While on active duty, I can't tell you how many Dear John letters I saw guys get. And some of these guys, some of them, not all of them, were actually faithful to their girlfriend or their spouse. But the girl couldn't be. The military is rough on marriages, period. So you have got to trust that when you're apart, that faith stands there. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night. See what I'm saying? It's still dark out. It said night. And provides food for her household and a portion for her. She's cooking for the cooks. For her servants. It's bad enough to have to cook for your kids, right? Now you got to cook for your cooks. She considers a field and buys it. From her profit, she plants a vineyard. Now, ladies, just let me tell you. there's a time in our history, not too far ago, we hamstrung women. During the 40s, we relied on them, right? You got to do it, Rosie the Riveter. We can do it. We can build tanks, firearms, ships, airplanes. We can do it. But at the end of World War II, men who survived the war came back, and these women were told, your place is in the kitchen. Even though this was written centuries before the 50s ever showed up. Well, you can't do that. You can't provide for your house. There you have it. Well, no, the little lady needs to cook all the time. I can show you several places where men cooked. How many male chefs can you count? You lose track, right? Gordon Ramsay and all these guys. Justin Wilson, just to name a couple. Emeril, yeah. We got Martha Stewart, maybe. Hello! Oh, Julia Childs. Yes. So just a handful of women, but you can name all kinds of men who cook, but yet we look at men and say, no, women have to cook. Now, I like to cook different than her, and she loves it when I cook. She has told me emphatically, do you know what a sexy husband is? I said, what? A man who cooks. And I do like to cook. I got up at 2:30 yesterday morning to start smoking a pork shoulder. 13 hours later, I took it out. Tell you right now, that thing fell apart. And it's so good. Yes. I had a donut, so I'm not as hungry as I was last week. But she thinks about things. She buys. She's allowed to do investments. Women are not stupid like religion has told us they are. Look, I know we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 teachers in here right now that are women. Most of my women in school, most of my teachers in school were women. But the Bible says women can't teach. No, Paul says I do not allow women to teach. Paul said it. We need to understand to rightly divide the word. Paul said it. I do not allow it. Totally different subject. So, from her prophets, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. I don't know if it means she gets up and works out, ladies. Just saying. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. See, I'm telling you, she works all night and then gets up while it's still night. You need to understand something, and this is where we've gotten, I got to work all the time, I got to be doing. No, you don't. First off, God said, way back here in Genesis, you have 6 days to do your work. Seventh, you rest. You take a day and you rest. You have to rest. If you don't, your mind cannot renew. It cannot reset. This is my day. I'm not doing anything. If you want to go work in your garden, you go work in your garden, but you don't have to work. You're supposed to be resting. You have 6 days previous to that to work in your garden. Doesn't mean you have to be up at all hours. She's a night owl, evidently. I understand that now. Hated working second and third shift only because it robbed me. I slept during the day. I'm like, why do I feel like a vampire here? She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. So she's making linens and things like that as well. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She's still sensitive. She can bring home the bacon, and she can help other people. She's generous. She's looking out. She's doing what mothers do. They look out for other people. That's a huge difference between just being a career woman and a mother. You know, I got, look around here, I got a lot of women who have careers, and you have to balance. It's a pretty hectic schedule sometimes. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. I have no idea if scarlet clothing was warmer, other than the fact that you can see it in the winter. And more expensive. But other than that, yeah. She makes sure that her family has this. Whoops, it's going to go back. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Now, theirs are really expensive. The scarlets and the purples. That's why it was usually reserved for royalty, because it was expensive to do. Her husband is known in the gates, told you, when he sits among the elders of the land. But this is also where they sat and they conducted business. They would have meetings about things. Hey, we're going to war. We're not going to war. I'm going to sell this field. I'm going to buy that field. I'm going to sell these animals. See what I'm saying? They sat around and they did business. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Here's an interesting thing. The word merchants literally means for profit. She's not just selling them at cost. She's selling them for a profit for her family. She knows the value of what she's got. I'll tell you, this is something that, you know, growing up as I did, had some issues comprehending things. But there was one thing I've learned that in 32 years from this man right here, he knows the value of his product. If he said, I want $2,000 for that cow, he was not letting you have that cow for $1,500. He knows what he's got in it. Well, that just seems ridiculous. No, you need to go talk to the stores about ridiculousness. $17 for a little steak. It's not even cooked. I can go to Texas Roadhouse and get one cooked for a few bucks more with a potato. And a salad. Gotta have that salad. Easy on the potatoes, right? But she sells things for a profit, and I've learned that from it. He knows the value. She knows the value of her product. I have X amount of time in this. You know, so many people think, I can do it cheaper myself. You really want to do the math? It took you 10 times longer than somebody who does it for a living every day. And so let's say you pay yourself a minimum of $10 an hour. That's almost minimum wage anymore. And it took you 10 times. So let's say they had figured 10 hours, it took you 100 hours. You just spent $1,000. Of your own time. Well, my time didn't cost me anything. Yeah, it did. Your children, your wife. That was time you could have spent with them, and you didn't. Because, well, I want that money. How do you think that guy makes his living? Just saying. Most people that think they can do it but cheaper themselves can't. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. I've never paid attention to that. The law of kindness. I know about the law of love, but the law of kindness. See, kindness is extending something to somebody who does not deserve it. Kindness is extending that mercy. to give it out equally. It's your kindness, O Lord, that turns us to repentance. His kindness to us. He sent Jesus. He could have very easily just said, you know what, I don't want to do this. I mean, of all the people that we know, you know, I love watching The Chosen, which, by the way, we have some stars here today. They were in the Sermon on the Mount. Somewhere in that group. The feeding of the 5,000, yes. They were in there somewhere. I ain't been able to pick you out yet, but they didn't do any zone ins. And it seems like there was kind of a pattern almost with the particular colors. But anyhow, he didn't always have good people coming up to him. He handpicked 12 disciples, and one of them betrayed him to death. The Bible says his own brothers turned against him. See, you need to understand, he still did it. He still extended the kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. It doesn't mean she's not taking a break. I know women, I just can't break. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. You're going to drive yourself insane. When you cannot stop, your brain is slipping. It's starting to spin, and you know, just kind of like you, if you smoke your clutch, you know, you ride it just at that edge and it starts slipping. And then you got smoke and now your clutch is no good. That's what happens when your brain is held just right there and you can't let it relax. Doesn't mean you don't take breaks. You take your breaks. You rest. Take a nap. I wasn't a napper. That actually, the first time I got swatted was in first grade. I was trying to take a nap, supposedly. But my neighbor girl, I just moved in, and the neighbor girl wanted to talk. She didn't get swatted because the yardstick broke on me first. But I've never been much of a napper until 32 years ago. And she's like, what do you want? I'm like, what do we want to do? What do we want to do? Where are we going to go? You know, I was used to going someplace, go diving, go swimming, go doing something. I want to go home and take a nap. Do you know what I look forward to today? Going home and taking a nap. Great thing to do on a Sunday afternoon. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Again, she was a mother. Her children call her blessed. The word boils down to happy. A lot of mothers are envious of their children, and they can't be happy. They can't let go of the past, so they can't be happy. You know, my past is forgiven. It's not forgotten. I certainly haven't forgotten it. But it's forgiven. I'm happy. I'm not happy because of what I was and I got away with something. I now also realize the people I hurt along that path. And that I get the opportunity now to hopefully stop people from hurting other people. So that's what that word means. Blessed. Happy. Her husband also praises her. Gentlemen, I want all of your eyes up here, nobody looking at the floor. There ain't no discharge on the ground, so get your eyes up here. You had better tell your wife how beautiful she is. You had better tell her how much you love her. How smart she is. You had better doggone well do that. Because I haven't ripped anybody's lips off yet, but boy would I love to. So many men talk bad about their wives. I'm not saying we pick, we don't pick. In the privacy of our home, she's good. She'd be like, I'm so sorry, honey. I said, what are you talking about? That was good. I just can't believe you had the intestinal fortitude to say it. I don't take offense at this stuff. Remember, I'm on the clean side of being a Marine. We were rough on each other. And yet we'd die for each other. But you men had better praise your wives. Because I do believe it is true. If it were up to men to give birth to children, Adam would have been a loner. There would be three people in the world. Because it wasn't happening. Many daughters have done well, but you exceed them all. It says excel, I get it. You have exceeded them all. There's a lot of good women, but you've done the best. Years ago, we had this conversation. I know we were both, there was something, I forget what brought it up, and we finally both just, there are good-looking women in this world. There are good-looking men. Nobody is as good-looking as her. And nobody's as handsome as me. And that's that. Doesn't, because somebody, oh, that's an ugly woman. What'd you do, fall off the stupid truck? No, I don't want my wife. No, you need to have a heart-to-heart conversation and make sure that she can trust you and know you aren't going to run off after her. And as I was saying a couple weeks ago, and I'm pretty sure I finished, but if not, as I've grown to love people, I can now see past the outward appearance. And I can see the beauty radiating through their face of their inward beauty. I can see that now. I can start to see God, people the way God sees us. And it's through love. And it's been a rough road, let me tell you right now, to get you there. Because when you all you see is the ugly of people, the ugliness of this world, you don't want to look at. I mean, do you know how many times living off the grid has sounded good? Just find me a mountain somewhere, give me a fishing pole, a bow. Well, why not get a gun? You got to buy bullets. You got to go back into town. Bow, I can make a new stick. But that's not what God's will is. But you exceed them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. Now this is hilarious because the beginning of it starts off with this charm and beauty stuff. And then we end up right here. Charm is deceitful. And you know what? And while the physical part, you know I don't look the same. I got a picture hanging in my office when I was 22 years old. I do not look the same. We look very similar, but we do not look the exact same. That beauty is still there. Even when we wake up in the morning and her hair is 10 ways to Sunday, and I roll over, hello, beautiful. You need a Tic Tac. Forget a Tic Tac. You need the whole box. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Fearing God means knowing who God is. You got to know God before you can fear Him. You know, when we came back from Texas years ago down in Columbus, and the pilot was a Marine, of our plane. I get off, we're coming up the corridor there, and I look over, there's this little old guy, about yay tall. I've shared this before. He's about yay tall. He looked like he was, I think he was in his 70s maybe at that point. With a camouflage jacket on, kind of shiny, with these funny little stars on his shoulders. Four of them, to be exact. This is a civilian jacket. It's not a military jacket. It's civilian. And on one side, it said gray. See, this is a man I'd met twice. And on that same flight, there were some airmen. Boots. They didn't have, I think they might have had one little mark or something. I don't know what they had. They didn't have much, but I just do remember them walking by because I had made eye contact. I'd seen him about the same time they did, and they didn't know what to do. Here's a four-star general standing along the wall. Now, the real courtesy is, guys in military, I think the Air Force salutes without a cover. Do they? Yeah. Marines don't. So, I was good. But they were in uniform. The real courtesy was, once they recognized him as a four-star general, they were to cut a salute. And they didn't. I knew exactly who he was. He was my commandant. Their fear threw confusion into them. Now, I still feared the man. I mean, crying out loud, when I was a private, he was a four-star general. He could have promoted me on the spot. Or if he wanted to at that point, he could have said, you know what, you looked at me wrong. You got mess duty for the next month. But that's not what happened. I knew him enough, knew of him, that I was able to go introduce myself and shook the commandant's hand. See, that's fear. Same fear, but the difference was a relationship. They didn't have the relationship. And he stood there and told me all kinds of things. And Angela, I think she went to the bathroom and came back. And we were still standing there talking. But you see, a woman who fears the Lord is a woman who knows the Lord. She spent time getting to know God. God doesn't want to harm us. He doesn't want us terrified to come to Him. I can't tell you how many times I hear this woman praying. It's like, are you praying again? I'm saved, I promise. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. A woman who fears the Lord, her fruits will bear out. Now, this is not to be sitting up here tooting her own horn, I guess. But those of you who know her know she's genuine. She's kind to a fault, so says me. Just smack them. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't smack them. She loves people. But you see, she got it here. The fruits. That's her sister. I already turned it off. The fruits will weigh out. when you fear the Lord. Yes, ma'am. What's that?
I got it here.
Oh. Well, I have to say, you've got to be about the kindest woman I have ever met. But it's because I know, and this is something Angela tells me all the time. She said, I watched my mother grow in her walk with the Lord. Mothers, your number one priority, I'll throw this at you fathers as well in June, your number one priority should be getting to know God. Nothing else matters. Your fruits will keep going down. This is what I'm saying. You come down through here. There's times we don't know these two apart. It's like, they're the same, aren't they, Dwayne? It's like, we if we had a family get-together, we're just in there. They're identical. Your job is to know God. That's how you become a Proverbs 31 woman and a mother whose fruits will bear out. All right. Joe, if you'll go get the children and the teachers, they aren't allowed to run this time. We're going to pray over you mothers here in just a minute and let you pick out a beautiful rose. But you see, do not let Proverbs 31 become a standard that you can't live up to. Oh, but you know, I mean, it just sounds like she's such a beautiful woman and all this. And quit equating yourself to somebody else on this planet. You know, there's something that, there's a lot of people that think Cindy Crawford is just the standard of beauty. I have never found her to be that. She's good looking. But I've never found her to be in that, in what I would call absolute beauty. This is. By the way, she's words of affirmation. I speak of her language this morning. But this is the standard you should be living up to, is to be a godly woman. You don't need to be Oprah Winfrey. You don't need to be Anne Frank, Jane Goodall, or whoever else. You need to be, first off, you mothers, you need to be your children's mother, first and foremost. And then when you get grandchildren, you can be their grandchildren, but you are not their parent. That's the great thing I love about being a grandparent. The children go home. I love them. You look cross-eyed at one of them, I'm going to knock your eyes straight. Those are my babies. And I do realize why God gave us our children when we're young. I do not have the energy. Jesse being home, they kept wanting to, Uncle Jesse, chase us, play with us. He's out there. He's wore out. We can all tell he's exhausted, but they just keep going. Finally, he says, I'm done. So what's Carter do? Papa, come chase me. I ain't chasing you. I already hurt my butt chasing Jesse. I determined last night I can't run anymore. Everybody's like, you're going to fall. I was like, trust me, I know what's going on. I said, my pride kicked in at one edge of the driveway, and by the time I got the 30 feet to the barn, wisdom spoke up and said, hey, dummy, stop. I realized my knee was giving out. So that's it. Everybody's in here? All right. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up. No, come on up. Come on up and Joe, if I could get you to come up here. Yeah, you just got to give me enough room to walk. That's all I need. Right there, fine. There you go. Yep. Get everybody up in here. And so they all rolled over and one fell out.
Is this the gauntlet?
Yes. But I want to just... Yeah. It's a line dance. Teach you to do the electric slide. The boot scoop boogie. Whatever. I know. What's going on? I promise you, I'm not going to slap you. She's handing out tissues. Huh? Oh, for the roses.
Because they're wet.
So, ladies, on behalf of, just as a representative of your children, your husbands, may we say how proud of you we are that you're here today serving God, being an example to your children, to other people's children. You could be at home. Yeah. You could be. You could be at home. Just keep an eye on them. They don't get hold of anything electric. Yeah, let's go ahead and get everybody off the stage. Daddies, that's the great thing about daddies. You get to be the mean guy. Just don't want anybody to get hurt. Yeah, I got your mom, yeah. No, Dad, I got mom. But anyhow, we are truly proud of you. In today's world where the thing is to take your honor and your dignity and give it to a guy that thinks he's a woman, it's so wrong. What you have done, even though some of you may not have given birth to the child, you have stepped in and filled the role that a child needed. You're equipped for that. Men are not. So to that, we salute you, ladies. And what you're going to get is a flower, and I just about forgot these things. Now, it should be everybody, but what we did is because since most of the women's hearts are more turned towards their kids than the husbands are, it's just the natural way of things, but, you know, we got June. I'll talk to you then. What we did is we sowed a seed. Like I said, a couple years ago, we quit giving you these trinkets that break but by the time you get to the door. We sowed a $500 seed into this youth thing coming up Tuesday night. So they're going to be giving away things, and they needed somebody to help sponsor the products. So we did that in your name to honor you because, if somebody didn't do it, if we didn't do it, who was going to, right? There we go. I'll get it out. And I had probably should start praying, shouldn't I, before I start getting choked up. So let's pray. Gentlemen, let's stand and join in with this. Stand if you can, I should say. There's a couple places you might not be able to. Father, I thank you and I praise you right now for each and one of these ladies. Lord God, I know they are precious in your sight. Lord, I thank you that they have either stood up to become a mother or they have bore their children themselves. Father, either way, there is a child attached to each and every one of these. Father, I thank you right now that you're helping them as some of them are stepping into the grandmother role. Lord, that you give them wisdom, you give them strength. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're opening their eyes, Father, to things around them, giving them the words, Father, and even giving the words of silence. Father, I thank you that you have blessed each and every one of these wonderful, beautiful women, Lord God, giving them godly character, showing them how to be the best mother that they can be, to be the best wife that they can be, Father, and to love their children through the thick and through the thin, Lord God, celebrating with them, crying with them, but Father, in all, they support them. So Lord, we thank you right now for each and every one of them, and we bless them, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Joe, if you'll start that way, I'm going to start here. Yes. Gentlemen. Wrong finger. Maybe we should have printed these on tissue paper. That way you didn't have to have a tissue. Just a little. It's blessed.
Good point.
And if you have already gotten your rose and your paper, you can go ahead and go back to your seat. Because we all know the children will only be still for just a few more minutes. And I'll be dismissing you here in just a second. Now, we have extras. The extras are going to be left up here. If you're going to be with your mother or somebody else who didn't get one today, feel free to take an extra. All right? Okay, so let's pray, and I will let you have your day in celebration. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we are truly grateful that in your original commandments you said to honor our fathers and mothers. Now, Lord, today we have honored these beautiful women. I pray, Lord God, that as they go here today, Father, your love will pour out, your peace will rest in their spirits. Lord God, that no matter what they may be facing or about to face, you are there with them. And now, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for all of these people. I bless them now. Father, I bless their businesses. I bless their jobs. I bless their careers, Lord God, as they seek you, move in their lives, direct their steps, in Jesus' name. Amen.